Welcome, everyone. Whether live or listening to playback, thank you for coming together to be of service to what we here at SSP refer to as a Shamanism Without Borders call to action, tending to immediate time-sensitive situations that are causing disruption or suffering to humanity, to animal and plant life, or to our Mother Earth. Today, we'll be tending to our Earth connection, humans' relationship with our planet. My name is Lally, and I'm the administrator for Shamanism Without Borders, or SWB, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice. For more information, visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. For those of you who are joining us live, please remain muted. We can leave our video sharing feature on for now, but please turn it off once the tending process begins. Then Mary's altar image will be showed for the duration of the tending. Upon closing, we will turn the recording off, and we will then open up the floor for those who would like to share or have questions. We welcome to the call SWB community leader Mary Olivar, who will talk a little bit more about this call to action and then lead us through an SWB process to see how we can be of service. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you, Lolly. I appreciate it. And thank you, everyone, for being here. I also want to extend that greeting to anyone listening to this recording later. But for each of you who are live, I really appreciate you taking the time to bring your energy and your presence to this tending. I've been a Shamanism Without Borders community leader for quite a nice long time now. And for me personally, it's been a really beautiful container to express and offer our care and our compassion and our support in community and from a place of neutrality to look at issues that can feel overwhelming and emotionally activating. And this container allows us to focus on showing up in support without an agenda, to show up neutral and allow unconditional love to pour out from our hearts to these topics. And today's topic is tending to our earth connection, a human's relationship to our planet. As I started to really feel into what felt alive and present and available for us to work with during this time as we approach Earth Day, it was really about the disconnection that I sense between humans collectively and our beautiful Mother Earth. So we're going to feel into that space. You know, all humans are inherently connected to the Earth. Our bodies are of the Earth. We are continually nourished by her, both physically and energetically. This is our home. This is our great mother. We are earthlings. Yet, as we are experiencing collectively as a species, we've become quite disconnected from Mother Earth and even actively blocking that connection. So in this tending, we're going to address those blocks and the patterns of our collective connection to the Earth that are potentially creating environmental harm and suffering on our planet. We can think of this as an energetic umbilical cord. And a healthy umbilical cord has two primary functions. It has one vein that carries food and oxygen from the placenta, from the mother to the baby. And then two arteries that carry waste from the baby. So this is a way we can think about our own connection to the planet. We are both bringing in nourishment and wisdom, and we're also able to be cleansed and released. And when the system is blocked, when we forget of this natural energetic process, we forget that we are not directly related to Earth on all levels, all systems. And as a byproduct of that disconnection, we see ecological harm, destruction, pollution, suffering to the environment, to oceans and animals and animal species. And humans suffer ourselves with feelings of loneliness and lack of connection and purpose. We also can tune into our history, our human history of forgetting and mistreating the earth and our environment. And in that relationship, in our history, we may experience vibrations of guilt and shame and judgment of self and of others. So there's a lot of things in this landscape that could show up available for each of us to tend to today. And you might feel called to clear this channel of connection. You might feel called to work in a specific place or with a specific group of people to reopen and increase the vibrancy and the communication and the exchange there. So we're going to do two journeys today. The first one is to learn what part of this relationship between humans and the earth is yours to tend to, and the second one to learn how you're going to tend to it. And when we're doing these processes, there's two things that are really important and helpful to keep in mind. The first one, as I mentioned, is to be neutral, be clear, to be open, to keep a don't know mind so we can be open to receiving whatever information is available to us. If we come into a situation charged up and activated and knowing what needs fixing, if we come up with our judgments and our projections, it's very difficult to bring about balance. If we seek to rebalance, we need to start from a level place. So we'll do some processes to prepare for that. And the other issue that we should keep in mind is permission. Always checking in. Is this mine to tend? Do I have permission? And one way we can ask to see this is such as a red light, green light. Show me red if I should stop, green if I should go. You might have your own system for tuning in and getting permission. So that's a good thing to ask, specifically if we are talking about if you're called to tend to any specific area of land or any other people. So, very important to ask for permission with honor and respect and really allow yourself to receive that information. So, for any of you who might be new to journeying, I'm going to go ahead and give some guidance for that. And if you are already very comfortable in the journey space, I invite you to do whatever feels best for you. But let's go ahead and turn off our videos and allow ourselves to deepen into our presence and into the space together. So, anything you need to do to allow your body to get comfortable, maybe take some deep breaths. Move yourself in whatever way you might need to. And I invite you to start to bring your attention to your body and to your breath. Our breath is a beautiful tool for us to come into presence. And the earth herself is always in present time. I invite you to picture in your mind's eye this beautiful community that we're all gathered in together right now. You can imagine us as a beautiful circle. Every person here on the edge of the circle. In this circle, we can include everyone who listens to this at any time in the future. So, this is a nice large circle, space of protection, a space of shared intention. A space of prayer and blessings, where we seek to return ourselves to greater harmony with each other and with the planet. And you can imagine at the center of the circle this altar that we have a picture of. And you can put on this altar anything that you may also have that is sacred in your space, any candles, flowers, sacred objects that are a help to you in this work. You can imagine them all together at the center of this circle that we are gathered in virtually. And take a deep breath into your heart, allowing it to feel really good and full. And then with your imagination, draw a line from your nice full heart to the altar at the center, a beautiful golden line. Linking you, linking us all like spokes on a wheel to that altar, making the space even more fortified and bright. And allow the energy of this altar to be supportive to you, to be a guidance to you. We invite our helping spirits to arrive through that altar. Take a nice deep breath into the space that we are creating together. And let's breathe all the way down in whatever way feels natural to you, to the base of your spine. to the beautiful taproot, the energetic root, the energetic umbilical cord that connects you to the earth, allowing that space to be nice and clean and open. We're going to keep working with that beautiful grounding cord. And to allow ourselves to get even more neutral, I invite you to do a practice that you may have done before, but it's one of my favorite simple but profound practices for becoming neutral. And take either your left hand or your right hand and place it with its thumb up against your heart space, with your fingertips pointing up, as if you were making a prayer position over your heart, but with just one hand. And we're going to use this as a guidance to return ourselves to neutral. So I invite you to repeat after me, correct neutral now. Correct neutral in my physical body. Correct neutral in my emotional body. Correct neutral in my intellectual body. Correct neutral in my energetic body. In all the ways, in all the bodies, correct neutral now. You can say it one more time if you wish. Correct neutral now. And from that place of being clear and centered, take a nice deep breath. Now that we've arrived, I'm going to go ahead and invite in the directions and bring even more structure and support into this container. So turning to the east, welcoming the spirit of the east. East, you are the place of the springtime, of the dawn. You allow us to access the place of pure potential, the field of miracles, the realm of all possibilities. We invite you into this circle and we invite your energies of newness, of wonder and awe, of places that are beyond our imagination. And we ask you to help us find peace and trust, to put down our need to know, our need to figure it out, and tap into the greater field of choice and of possibilities. Welcome, East. And turning to the South. Hello, South. We welcome you into the Shamanism Without Borders container. You are the space of the middle of the daytime, of the summertime, of activity and support and connecting with the world around us. You bring in the vibration and the frequency of love. So we invite you to fill this container with palpable, unconditional love. So much so that we feel supported and able to be open, able to open ourselves from our hearts and from our big prayers, to be in connection with the support that is available to us. We welcome in lots of support, in particular the hawk and the polar bear, special allies for all Shamanism Without Borders events. We invite in the polar bear's energy of caring and compassion, connected with the land and the waters. We invite in the hawk's wisdom, good messages, clarity, seeing things from a high perspective. We invite in whatever allies are available for each of us, known and unknown, seen and unseen. Come be with us. Fill this place with support and love. Welcome, South. Turning to the West. Hello, West, the place of the sunset, of the autumn. You connect us with endings, with release, and with the energy in the field of perfect timing for clearing our path and putting down what we no longer need. So we invite in whatever clearing needs to happen for each of us to receive good messages that are distinct and easily known. We invite in whatever clearing and release may be part of this greater tending that we are asking to have happen. And in that space that is created, we welcome the vibrations of healing. We welcome it for our ancestors. We welcome it for the future. We welcome it for all our relations. And we invite in that vibration of healing and harmony, of abundance and gratitude into our dreams, our collective dreams for what is possible for each of us, and especially possible for our planet, for humans on this planet. Let it expand beyond the realm of what we know into the realm of what could be. So thank you, West. Thank you for clearing us and expanding us and letting this be the perfect time. Welcome, West. And to the North. Hello, North, the place of wintertime, of nighttime, of the darkness and the pause, the stillness. North, you invite us to take our experiences and turn them into wisdom. You help us find places of courage and strength that we did not know were there before as we assimilate from our journey, as we learn, as we grow, as we rest. Nor support each of us in being a good leader and taking that wisdom and strength and our true power that we find along our path and turning it into the leadership that each of us embodies in our own particular way, showing up in our communities in service and in alignment with our prayer and with our purpose and with our path. We welcome in the chance to find courage right here today and to find wisdom and find the deep strength that comes from these experiences. So, welcome, North. Thank you for being with us. And from above, we welcome Father Sky. Thank you for your guidance, your intelligence, your wisdom, and your protection. We welcome the energy of the divine masculine, of the cosmos, of the beautiful world in the sky above us. Thank you, Father Sky, for being with us, looking over us, and downloading great intelligence and light into each of us. We welcome in Pachamama. Hello, beautiful Mother Earth. We are here today to remember you as our great mother in every way possible, to remember that you have given us everything that we have ever had or needed, to remember ourselves as your children, and to remember each other and all life here on earth as such. We invite in your wisdom, your medicine, your healing, the connection and creativity that you hold into the space so that we may reflect it back to you and to each other. You are so loved and so special, and we are so honored to be your children and to have your medicine with us today. Thank you. Thank you, beautiful Pachamama. And to each place that everyone here right now listening and everyone listening later is, well, especially honor these places where our feet are, where our homes, our offices, wherever we find ourselves in this land, remembering and honoring all that this land is holding, all that it has held, and inviting this land to be, the land spirits here to be active participants in this journey. Come be with us. Allow us to bless you back, to receive your guidance, and to be part of this prayer. So thank you for holding us. Thank you for all you have held. And great spirit, thank you so much for this chance to gather here together and pray and share and allow our collective attentions to be aligned in this container, in the ceremony today. Let each of us receive just what we need in a way that is clear and bright, that allows us to continue to hold this prayer of harmony, of balance, of connection between all of humanity and the earth. And let each of us receive just what we need so we can step forward out from this time and carry this bigger prayer out to the world. Let the work here today ripple out from us in ways that we can't even imagine. Big, beautiful ways across the planet that help answer this prayer that we hold of harmony, of love, of remembering all of life and each other as sacred. Oh. Take a deep breath and feel into the space that we are creating together in this container and notice the big allies and support that have shown up for us into this space. Take a deep breath and let yourself really receive it in your earth body. And continue to open up that grounding cord, that big taproot, that umbilical cord that is attaching each of us to the earth, attaching all of humanity into the earth, bringing us into present time, connecting each of us with the earth's wisdom, connecting us with everything here on this planet, everything that it holds, has held. Connecting us with whatever wisdom is particularly available. And allow this cord to be really vibrant and healthy and rich and strong and big, really bringing you just what you need today. And also allowing it to take away whatever is blocking, any thoughts that are telling you that is this impossible, any thoughts that are clouding your mind and bringing in judgment. A nice deep breath on your exhale. Allow that to clear down through that cord that passes through whatever building you might be in, through the different layers of soil, through the rocks and the stones and the roots and the fossils, down into the fiery mantle of the earth, connecting with all of these energies and intelligences that are held beneath you, connecting with their support. Allowing your inhales to bring up support and your exhales to bring down into that cord whatever you need to release. Allowing yourself to be clear, fully clear, and grounded and connected to that rich wisdom and nourishment of the earth. Allowing your inhales to bring it all the way up to the crown. Allowing your exhales to taking it all the way from your mind down, down, down to the center of the earth. Nice deep centering breath. Getting ready to journey. Now, our first journey, as a reminder, is on what aspect of the relationship between humans and the planet is mine to tend to. And for this first journey, the process is not about doing the work, but about listening and receiving, listening to spirit, getting information. And if you're new to this journey process, one way to do this is when I start drumming, when you start hearing a beat, allow the drum to guide you to a place of your imagination. And maybe this is a place that is known to you, perhaps it is a new place. Allow the drum to connect with your imagination and welcome your imagination in as an active way that you are receiving and co-creating with spirit and receiving information. So picture yourself somewhere in nature and allow yourself to be active, to look around, to notice. Start to move through the landscape looking for an opening, such as an opening in the hole of the tree or in the roots of a tree. An opening to a cave, or perhaps a body of water that you could jump into, or a bubbling spring. And when you reach that opening, that portal, ask for a guide. Ask for a guide to show you what is yours to tend to between this relationship between humans and the planet. Tell that guide, and whatever they show up as is animal, plant, spirit, light, human form. That's fine. Allow it to be. And allow yourself to receive this experience in any way that it shows up. It can be visual, it can be a body sensation, it can be a knowing, it could be auditory, it can be all of the above. Just allow. And anytime you feel lost, allow the drum to guide you. Ask for more guides. Polar bear and hawk are definitely available anytime you need them. Tell the guide that what you're looking for and follow the guide through that opening, through that portal into whatever unfolds. It could be a tunnel, it could be a new landscape. Allow yourself to go through the landscape and continue to hold your question in your mind. If anything feels confusing, remember you're always in choice. You can ask to be shown something in a different way, but allow and receive. And after a little bit of time, this first journey will be shorter. I'll change the rhythm of the drum, and that's your signal to thank any guides that you've been interacting with and to come on back the way you came to this dimension. Come on back through whatever landscapes or portals and back into this space, and I'll guide you into the next journey. So I'm going to sing a song as I begin to drum to help even further bring in to yourself and to this place the energy of Pachamama, of the earth, clearing anything that still might be stuck in your own connection. So work with the song to connect you with the earth more fully. And as I drum, allow your journey to begin to learn what aspect of the relationship between humans and the planet is yours to tend to. Pachamama Limpiando todo miedo, limpiando susto, limpiando energía, sacando las piernas, abre corazones conectados a sabiduría, Pachamama. Poderosa medicina de la tierra. hopefully receive some information, something that lets you know what aspect of this relationship, of this disconnection that you can tend to. And the second journey will be a little bit longer. I'm going to use a rattle for the second journey. And for this journey, you're looking to find out how you may tend to this. And you might even be able to tend to it during your journey. So you've got plenty of time to learn and explore and do in this journey space. So same as before. And I'll go ahead and give you a nice call back when we're done. And then you can take your time coming back into the space and I'll sing a blessing for you. Okay. So looking to learn how you can tend to this. Thank you. deep breath. And you can start coming back into this dimension, into your body. Maybe some slight movements. I'm going to sing a blessing song for each of you, for the earth, and to some agua florida. So you can just allow yourself to relax and receive that. And then I'll close the container. And for those of you who are live, you can share. Bendiciones de espirita, bendiciones de la tierra, bendiciones de la padre, de la madre grandiosa, bendiciones de las flores para cada uno, bendiciones de las estrellas del cielo. Bendiciones de espíritu para todos, para ti. Bendiciones grandiosas de espíritu. Recibiendo bendiciones en tu corazón para nuevo mundo. El camino del corazón. Bendiciones de espíritu, bendiciones de tierra, bendiciones del Padre, del Madre grandiosa. So I'm going to take the agua florida, blow it to the altar. To all the guides and helping spirits who've been with us. Blessings. Blowing it from the altar to the golden line connected to your heart. And into your heart. Bringing you blessings, deep blessings of the earth and the sky and spirit. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to receive that. Allow yourself to receive the energy of the flowers, of Pachamama, of the sky and the stars. Blessings to our whole container here. And I'm going to go ahead and release the directions. And then we can turn on our video and share and we'll stop the recording. Thank you so much, each of you, for participating. And thank you to this land that we're on. Thank you for holding us, being a place of safety where we can do this work. Blessings to you. Pachamama, thank you so much for the chance to connect with you in this way. We want to continue to get to know you better, to be deeply connected to you, to have a healthy, healthy umbilical cord, a healthy taproot, allowing us to receive both your wisdom and to express back to you our gratitude and our love. Thank you, Pachamama. Father Sky, thank you for the light and the guidance, the protection, the intelligence of the universe coming into each of us. Keep us continue to be open to receiving wonderful divine masculine guidance. Thank you, Father Sky. Spirit of the North, thank you for this chance to be in our center, to be balanced, to find new places of wisdom, to have experiences that bring us into that place. Thank you, North. To the West, thank you for good clearing and release. Keep that nice and open, letting things go in perfect timing. And bringing in the energy of healing that infuses and expands our dreams. Spirit of the South, thank you for the love that is around us, the love that is in our hearts, the love that is continuing to grow beautifully and richly. Thank you for the support of this container and all the allies who've showed up, and particularly Hawk and Polar Bear, and all of the helping spirits and guides with us today. Thank you for this beautiful container to express our love, our care, and our compassion in. Spirit of the East, thank you for new insights coming in, new ways of seeing this relationship, new ways of imagining things, how things can be. Continue to keep us waking up again and again, always rediscovering things newly, connecting with the field of possibilities, the field of wonder, the field of miracles. Thank you, East. And Great Spirit, thank you for the chance to share in this way. Many blessings to each person who joined. Let it also nourish them, nourish their big prayer, and help each of us remember the own power that we hold, both as co-creators of this fantastical human life that we are experiencing together, that we are dreaming with you, and also the power of our prayer, of the way we show up and dream collectively and hold this prayer in these kind of spaces. So, thank you, each of you, for being here. And Lolly's going to go ahead and
Yeah,
stop
I'll
the
go ahead and
recording
stop
here.
the recording so that we can do the shares. Hold on. Thank you to everyone who shared their journeys. Thank you, Mary, for guiding us through the process of tending to our Earth connection. Thanks for joining us for the Shamanism Without Borders call to action. Many blessings to you, your loved ones, and communities. Thank you.